This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Pueblo of Acoma in New Mexico has filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services over the closure of services at the Acoma Cañoncito Laguna Hospital located on Acoma lands. The lawsuit accuses the Indian Health Service of causing harm, especially during a pandemic when inpatient care and emergency services were shut down in November 2020. The tribe says an Acoma patient who tested positive for COVID-19 died before he could be transported to a hospital. The tribe claims the death is directly traceable to limited services. Pueblo of Acoma Governor Brian Vio told reporters Friday there are many other examples of serious harm to the community and says emergencies that would be handled by the hospital now have to be cared for at other locations as far as more than an hour's drive away from the Pueblo.
The closure has affected the lives of Acoma tribal members, compromising their mental health, and now increasing the financial burden for some. The actions of the Indian Health Service have created what looks and feels like third world conditions and not America in the 21st century. No other town, city, or civilized country would find this acceptable. Yet, it happens way too often in Native American communities.
The lawsuit accuses Health and Human Services of failing to abide by federal law and failing to use federal coronavirus funding to address Acoma's needs. Plans to reduce the hospital to an urgent care unit during regular business hours is expected to begin Monday, February 1st. Vio says the Pueblo is asking President Joe Biden and his administration to reverse the decision.
I truly hope the president will step in and order his Department of Health and Human Services and the Indian Health Service to put an end to this life and death situation and keep the hospital fully operational. Otherwise, we will have no other choice except to pursue the litigation we have filed to the very end.
The ACL Hospital has served the Pueblos of Acoma and Laguna and the Navajo community since the 1970s. The reduction of services comes as Laguna plans to open a new facility, which removed funding from the ACL Hospital. The Navajo community removed its allocation in 2016. The Indian Health Service did not provide a statement about the lawsuit. The IHS is currently without a director due to the presidential transition. Vio says the Pueblo realizes there's a transition, but is making sure to keep communication about the hospital going with the agency, other federal departments, the state of New Mexico, and members of Congress. The Chugach Alaska Corporation recently reacquired land that has been in private hands since the 1900s. The sale was announced in mid-January. The Native Regional Corporation purchased more than 150 acres of land from the Nature Conservancy, located at the mouth of the Copper River Delta near Point Martin, Alaska.
The Copper River Delta was such a, besides such a rich resource area, it was kind of the migration corridor for all the different cultural groups in Alaska.
That's John F.C. Johnson, the corporation's vice president for cultural resources. The region's a confluence of cultures, including Supiak, Tlingit, and Eyak, and Atna Athabascan people.
Your heritage and culture is priceless. I mean, what price you put on a grave of your relatives? You can't put a price on it.
Johnson says the Heritage Foundation will work with cultural representatives from other surrounding Native groups to discuss future ideas on how to best utilize the land. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
Support by the American Indian College Fund, providing scholarships to Native students of every age for over 30 years. Applications for the upcoming school year accepted through May 31st at collegefund.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.